Open your Bibles with me, please, this morning to the book of Hebrews. We'll begin with chapter 12. Now, you moved right out of the Hall of Fame of Faith in that 11th chapter. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect or completed. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, the developer of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. Anyone that has any mental thoughts and ideas this morning that are plaguing you and bothering you, just switch it over on Jesus this morning. And we just take a moment here, just bow your head and just say it out loud. Father, I repent of any sin. Things I've forgotten. I hold nothing against anyone this morning. I'm a forgiver. Like you. You forgave me. And I forgive. I cleanse my heart today of all unbelief. And I praise you and thank you. In that name that's above every name. Now, Father, I pray this morning and I thank you and praise you to step into this place, to be like you, Jesus, and to teach, preach, and heal. And we praise you and thank you for the anointing. Every endowment, every gift, the anointing from above that comes from within, and the healing power will flow today. Yes. Just flow like a river. There is a river that flows from God on high. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now slip over here to the 13th chapter. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds as bond with them, and then that suffer adversary as yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. He will judge. That's not my business. I'm not a judge. I just work here. And I love my job. Thank you, Jesus. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, say that. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. All else may forsake me, but not Jesus. Never. Never. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those who have spoken the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation and manner of life. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today. That'd be today. Amen. And forever. Amen. And forever. Amen. Glory to God. Be not carried about with different and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established. Now that's in the 112th Psalm. With grace, not with meats, not with, that profited them that occupied they're in. We have an altar whereof they have no right to in, so forth and so on. Verse 12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. We are sanctified. We repented, sanctified. What does that mean? Set apart to him. Oh, we're set apart to him this morning. Suffered without the gate, outside the city. That's the scapegoat. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him. Let's just go out there at the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. But to do good and communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that's unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Whew. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And he's right there where you are online. And he's the same there today. Yes. Praise God. He's the healer. Yes. I'm not the healer, but I know him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're in his presence and he's in our presence this morning. Let's go to the book of Mark. Take the time to study this fourth chapter of Mark. Jesus said, if you know this parable, you can understand them all. The sower sows the word. But now, come right down here. Verse 33, with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to bear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them, and when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when evening was come, he saith unto them, let's pass over unto the other side. He explained all that, now watch. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in a ship, and there were also ships with him, other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so the night it was full. He was in the hinder part of sleep. He's trying to get some sleep. Preached all day long. He was in the hinder part of asleep on a pillow. They woke him up and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind and said, So what is that? He spoke to it in faith. He said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it you don't have any faith? In other words, they could have done that. He just got through explaining it. And he said, let's go over to the other side. Well, knowing Peter, instead of being afraid, he could have said, well, the master said, we're going to the other side and I'm talking to you. Just be quiet. Because that's what he would have done. It would have worked. Because he said so. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? He's a faith man. He's a faith man. And that's where my family learned to speak to storms. We were headed to church one night. We went to Grace Temple from our little house in South Fort Worth. And the weather was bad. And we were driving out of the in the car. And John and Kelly were in the back seat. And there's a tornado. I said, holler at it, kids. Man, I mean, they did. And it did what it's supposed to do. It broke that storm up.
Amen.
I don't believe that. Well, that's your problem. I was there. But we taught them and trained them to do that. And they're still that way. They'll do it in a heartbeat. Now, as long as they were living under our roof, they had no sickness and no disease. Kelly came home from school one day. She said, Daddy, I've had the symptoms of flu all day long at school. And this is what came out of my spirit. Kelly, you are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. She said, okay. Turned around and went in her room. I don't know what she did. I don't know what she said. But when she came in for supper, she had no symptoms.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can do that. Remember that. We are not the sick trying to get healed. We are the healed. By his stripes we were. The devil's trying to take your health away from you. Well, he can't have it. Hallelujah. So now, they came over unto the other side of the sea, Sea of Galilee, under the country of the Gadarenes. Now, you see different names and words in there. It's talking about different areas around that lake, and it is big. It's a big lake. But there's an area called Gadara. So it was in the area of the Gadarenes. That's where the Gadarenians live, is in Gadara. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Now remember 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, powers, listen to this one, rulers of the darkness of this world. One devil. Those are the ones that possess people. Ruler of the darkness of this world. Then wicked spirits in the heavens. Now what's the accuracy of this? A man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters or shackles and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones, so he was a cutter. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him from a long ways off. Now, if any devil could stop Jesus, that would have been it. But he has no power over that. When he saw him, he ran towards him. And you know the devil is trying to say, don't do this, don't do this. But his own crying spirit ran to him. Why? Because Jesus had said something. Cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, you torment me not. For Jesus had said unto him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit.
Amen.
And he asked, what is your name? He answered and saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. A legion is from 3,000 to 6,000 devils. Now everybody there heard that. They heard that conversation. Now there was there nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. So no one else heard that, but Jesus did. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the hogs, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 of them, and they drowned. That was food for the Roman army. Now somebody's in trouble. Whew. My, my, my. He gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out, entered into the swine. And the herd, well, the 2,000 of them drowned. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what was done. And when they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they that were afraid, and they that saw it told them how it befell him that was possessed of the devil and concerning the swine, and they began to pray him, get out of here. Depart out of their coast. And when he was come to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said to him, go home to your friends. One translation said, go home to your family. And tell them how great things the Lord hath done to thee and has had compassion on you. Now, where did the clothes come from? Faith prepares beforehand knowing in the spirit and believing for.
Praise God.
Amen. I was preaching in Beaumont, Texas, and Hilton Sutton in Houston, and then Dad Sutton, his dad, in Beaumont. Marvelous meeting. And, he said, Brother Copeland, if you stayed a month, I couldn't guarantee you $50. I said, well, I didn't ask you to. No, he said, I know it. And I said, get your oil bottle. Let's go to work. And we did. And there was only one man. Now, I mean, I wrote, by his stripes you were healed. And this man said, I know it says that. And I'm not about it when I can't feel it. Well, he was the only one who didn't get healed. And he was sick for 2 weeks. He liked to die of the flu. But Dad sat and said, I tell you, Brother Copeland, he said, my feet hurt. He said, I got corns and my feet hurt. And I said, is that the reason you... He said, it's the reason I wear these hush puppies all the time. I said, go get you some shoes. What? I said, go buy the kind of dress shoes that you like, Brother Sutton. Do it. Go get them. So he went down and bought a brand new pair of shoes in faith. And he brought those shoes. Then I laid hands on him according to what God led me to do. I laid hands on him, He took off his socks and dumped those corns out. And put his new shoes on. Hallelujah. Felt corns and his big old calluses on his feet. But he bought the shoes first. So that's what happened here. It's an obvious thing that Jesus, check out his clothes. Just go through, and he had a garment without seams. Whew. That's expensive, because that's all handmade. Well, think about it. They all had clothes. I mean, come on. And some were not so nice, and some were. And Jesus' clothes were very nice. And we read from the Gospel of Luke, there were women that were giving their testimonies and ministered to him of their substance. And great multitudes. Well, there was great giving in response to such love. So here we are. Now, and I'm supposed to be healed today. I learned a long time ago that today is my receiving day. Today is my receiving day. Every day is my receiving day to receive from Him.
For the Copeland, this is Denise, and she's from right here, and this is her church. And for years, she's had issues with her eyes. And last night, she was having difficulty seeing you. She saw two Brother Copelands. And when you began to give the analogy of don't call for the cat when you want the dog, she began to call herself healed, and one of the Brother Copelands disappeared.
Oh, glory to God, Denise. Hallelujah.
And she's able to focus.
So how long have you had this for?
I've been nearsighted since grade school, so like almost 50 years.
And today?
And today I can see.
Praise
so,
God.
And any lingering symptoms are going to go away. So, yeah, this actually started 2 years ago at the Victory Campaign here. My vision at the time was a minus 4.25, my prescription. I got my eyes checked about 2 months later, and it was a minus 3.5. So already like three levels of prescription better. And since the middle of last year, my prescription glasses have been too strong to, they were giving me headaches. They were so strong. So I was wearing non-prescription glasses and gradually stepping down the strength. So just to put this in perspective, the man who saw men like trees walking around, that's where I started. I was basically blind 2 years ago without glasses, and now I see.
Oh, go
and I see
God.
Clearly.
Are you ready to experience a life of divine health, vitality, and victory? Introducing the Harvest of Health Package, a collection designed to empower you and elevate your health. Turn on healing scriptures and let the Word of God guide you on a journey of faith and healing. Listen as Kenneth Copeland reads anointed healing scriptures. Defeat doubts and receive your healing, allowing the transformative power of God's Word to get into your heart and flow through you. Explore the profound revelations in Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. Discover the will of God in action through the ministry of Jesus. Dive into overwhelming scriptural evidence that without a doubt, it is God's plan to heal today, just as in the time when Jesus healed them all. And for those committed to living in divine health every day, the Harvest of Health mini book by Gloria Copeland is your guide. Don't wait for an emergency. Start feeding on healing scriptures now. Learn how to sow the word of God into your heart and reap a harvest of health in your life every day. Because now is the time to embark on a journey to a healthier, more abundant life. Order your free copy of the Harvest of Health package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Sow the word of God into your heart daily and live in divine health. Feed your spirit on the word and stay ready to reap your harvest of health every day. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the healer, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. During his earthly ministry, Jesus revealed to all men the express will of the Father in action. In Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Luke 4:40, when the sun was setting, all those who were sick with various diseases were brought to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Acts 5:16, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. And Matthew 12:15, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. All means not one was left sick. God's healing power was available to whomever would receive him and believe his words. Let me pray for you. Father, we choose life and blessing today. We speak to our own spirits and command the rivers of living water to come forth, quicken and heal our mortal bodies today. Wisdom of the Most High, come forth and be manifested to the overflow. Amen. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.